The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has admitted that even she was surprised by the magnitude of Labour's defeat in Queensland. Speaking from South Korea, where she's attending a nuclear summit, Ms. Gillard says the reality of the rout didn't really sink in until she watched events unfold on TV on Saturday night. And while the result has some in Labour even more worried about next year's federal poll, Julia Gillard says she's happy to stand on her record. From Canberra, Gillian Bradford reports.
The problem with domestic issues is they follow prime ministers to all corners of the globe.
Look, I'm happy to take that question, but just make sure we've done all questions about being in Korea first. Okay, Karen.
Other than a brief written statement on Saturday night, the Prime Minister has saved her comments on the Queensland election until now.
Yes, you know, the dimensions of this defeat took me by a bit of surprise on Saturday night. The dimensions of the defeat don't really settle on you until you can see the numbers come up on the TV screen.
While most agree this election was largely fought on state issues, the size of the thumping means it would be naive for Labor to think there are no implications for next year's federal poll. Voters' trust in Anna Bligh had eroded over a broken promise on privatising state assets. And the same theme, different issue, is now plaguing Julia Gillard.
Do you accept that both you and Anna Bligh, there is a perception that voters don't trust you, and that is something that you'll have to turn around if you don't want to have the same result in 2013?
Well, I'm happy now and in the 2013 election to say, who do you trust to manage the economy in the interests of working people? Who do you trust to understand the needs of the future and the building of that future economy?
You obviously have the issues of broken promise with the carbon tax. Is there anything you can say to the Australian people about broken promises? Anything where you can reach to them on that?
Look, I've said this before, but I'm happy to say it again. When I said those words during the 2010 election campaign, I meant every one of them. Then in the circumstances of this Parliament, I needed to make a choice as to whether our nation would seize a clean energy future or let the opportunity go by. And there's no place in the country that stands to better prosper in a clean energy future than Queensland because of its natural assets and natural advantages.
These are, of course, delightful days for the opposition leader Tony Abbott, who's happy to let the result do the talking.
We've now seen two cataclysmic results for the Labor Party, and the carbon tax was a factor in both of them. We saw a 15% swing against Labor in New South Wales. We've just seen a 16% swing against Labor in Queensland. These are two of the most devastating electoral defeats in Australian history. And if the Prime Minister's got wax in her ears, well, she'll pay the consequences. You've got to listen to the Australian people. You can't run away from democracy, and I think the Prime Minister should be taking a long, hard look at herself, her government and her party as a result of the verdict of the people of Queensland.
This electoral shock isn't setting the Prime Minister on a new path. Given the long, brutal road to get a carbon tax through the Parliament, anyone thinking she might now be wavering is mistaken.
Sometimes we have to do really hard things to shape the future, and carbon pricing, clean energy future was part of that, a really hard thing, but it's going to give our nation a better future.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, ending Gillian Bradford's report.